Good afternoon, rain, some of it heavy. Still moving through parts of interior New York and New England. We'll also see the chance at some scattered showers and thunderstorms behind the main area of rainfall, which continues to track to the east. So unsettled for the balance of the day. Western sections should start to see some sunshine coming back as we get deeper into the afternoon and toward evening, although the rest of the area will take through the evening hours to completely dry things out. Temperatures will top out in the lower to mid-70s for highs, some places even staying in the 60s that see thicker clouds and showers deeper into the afternoon. Overnight tonight, after the precipitation winds down, skies will remain mostly cloudy and cooler air will start to flow in as temperatures slide back into the 50s. Tomorrow, a more September-like feel in the air. We'll have increasing sunshine through the morning and especially in the afternoon, but the big weather factor for tomorrow will be the increasing and gusty northwest wind, which will drive in much cooler air as high temperatures will remain in the upper 60s and lower 70s. High pressure building in will keep it dry into the day tomorrow night, and for Thursday as well, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine and somewhat milder air, still on the cooler side of average though, with afternoon highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny skies through Friday with high pressure still hanging on and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Right now it looks dry for the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday and even into Monday, and temperatures will top out in the lower 80s all 3 days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern Delmarva to the eastern parts of North Carolina. Scattered clusters of storms will likely evolve off the Piedmont by mid-afternoon and then spread eastward toward the coast by evening. Deep layer westerly wind profiles and bulk shear near 30 knots combined with moist and unstable air will support a damaging wind threat with this activity. Moderate to heavy rainfall also will be possible this afternoon from the Great Plains to the southeast, where a slow-moving front has set up. The heaviest rainfall is expected from the central and southern plains to the lower Mississippi Valley, where 1 to 2 inches are possible through tomorrow morning. Flood watches have been issued for this region. Meanwhile, Typhoon Yutor is moving through the South China Sea after hitting the Philippines late in the weekend. Yutor has 115 mile per hour sustained winds and gusts to 145 miles per hour. It is expected to make landfall along the south coast of China in less than 24 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day, near 80. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1947. And the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning at 6 a.m., sunset this evening at 8 p.m., 14 hours even of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Evening showers and possibly a thunderstorm, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. An evening shower, possibly a thunderstorm, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Evening showers, possibly a thunderstorm, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. showers this evening, maybe even a thunderstorm, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then increasing sun, windy, and much cooler with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, pleasant Thursday, mid-70s. More sunshine Friday in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mainly dry with high temperatures all 3 days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.